Which would you rather be, the boss or a common laborer? The boss, of course. But how about your role in the kingdom of God? What would that be? Let me suggest something that may sound a bit strange. I think that all of us should see ourselves as laborers in the harvest, common laborers in the kingdom of God. Why? Because Jesus said that was the need. There are two primary concerns in the Christian world today. One, the revival of God's people, and secondly, the evangelization of the lost. Jesus saw this same picture in his day. Note Matthew 9:36-38. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into his harvest. Here are two needs. The first, a vast flock of fainting sheep who were harassed and helpless, cast to the ground, exhausted in the heat of the day. For these sheep who had fainted and therefore needed to be revived, Jesus prescribed a remedy, laborers. The second need was a vast overripe harvest that needed to be gathered in, a lost and dying world that needs to hear the gospel and be brought into the kingdom of God. Jesus answered that need, laborers. Because our time is limited in this program, let me suggest that although we realize there are laborers of many kinds in the work of Christ, that we limit our discussion to laborers of a particular kind, spiritually qualified laborers who give themselves to two things, helping the people of God get up on their feet and move ahead in a life of productive service for Christ, and helping their lost friends, neighbors, relatives, and workmates come to Christ. In both ministries, laborers are few. When you and I think of revival, we normally think of the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who comes on the lives of people in such power and conviction that they fall on their knees, get right with God through repentance and confession, and who get right with their fellow believers through confession and forgiveness. But let me suggest that God also has his ordinary means of reviving his people. Let me cite an example. Some time ago, a lady named Gwen had something happen to her that absolutely devastated her. She was crushed. Half the time she was so angry she couldn't function, and half the time she was so sad she cried all the time. Then a laborer came into her life. This laborer prayed for her, would regularly call her on the phone and talk to her, pray with her, encourage her. From time to time, these two ladies would meet for lunch, and the laborer would share the scriptures with her. After some time, she began to brighten up. Her bounce returned to her step. Her eyes had some life. She was reading her Bible. And soon after that, she asked the laborer if she would lead a Bible study for some of her unsaved friends in her neighborhood. She was revived. God used his ordinary means to bring revival to this lady. What does this world need? Laborers, men and women who reach out to the lost with the gospel in response to the need for world evangelization. And men and women who reach out to the people of God, who need help in their personal lives, in their walk with God, and in their service to God. Laborers who can motivate, encourage, and provide help from the Scriptures. That's why I believe all of us should see ourselves as laborers in the harvest, common laborers in the kingdom of God.